one of the main things that we're trying to do is get international attention, particularly Abbott's approach to Aboriginal affairs. I think it's a draconian approach, and it's taken us back 30 years.
The anniversary of the Commonwealth Games protests is coming up this weekend in Brisbane.
That's right.
That was used to draw international attention to the land rights issue. What are the key issues you want?
It wasn't just the land rights issue. It particularly was drawing attention to land rights, self-determination, sovereignty, but it also was looking at human rights. What people got to remember in 1982 is that the Queensland government still had and enforced the Aboriginal Protection Act. The biggest instance of 1982 was the first time that we had international media talking firsthand to many of the residents that come off the communities, and they were here in Brisbane and were able to put their cases to the world. And that pressure was enough that Joe folded and gave over to self-management of many of the communities.
So what's the key message that you'd like to get out to the international community at the G20 meeting?
Well, what we're saying to the international community is that, you know, we've got the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Peoples' Rights without treaties. Now, what we're saying to the Abbott government, you know, if we're going to start anything to do with Aboriginal affairs, why aren't we starting there? Why are we returning to appointing an advisory committee of 25 and a couple of mission managers in Noel Pearson and Warren Mundine? The world has recognised that we should start where we deal with the rights, as spelled out in the UN, of our peoples, of Aboriginal peoples, that don't have treaties.
Now, the Queensland government is introducing a range of laws to enforce security measures during the G20 conference. What lengths are you prepared to go to get the message across to the media?
Well, many of us went to jail in 82. Many of us will go to jail again in the G20. And this is our generation. Many of the young people out there, this is what their grandparents and their parents went through to get them into the positions they are now.
Musgrave Park was one of the focuses of the 1982 Commonwealth Games protests with a massive camp there, and it's going to be on the edge of the exclusion zone for G20. What role is Musgrave Park going to play in the protests?
Well, we've already spoken to the Jagera people and the Turrbal people and the First Nations people here. We've got more talks that are taking place this weekend with the recognition and then the permission to use Musgrave Park as the international focal point.